New research at the University of Miami shows the popularity of indoor tanning facilities. The study was released just days before Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel filed the Preventing Youth Cancer Act.
I was really shocked to find out we had more tanning beds than we do McDonald's or CVS. You know, tan is looking good for a lot of people, looking healthy.
Sobel hasn't been able to convince her fellow lawmakers that teenagers in tanning salons is an issue that needs government regulation.
You know, until we made cigarettes a public health issue, we didn't stop the smoking, even though it was personal responsibility. At some point, people who have the evidence and are trying to help parents need to step in and make a difference.
She says the bill is back because young people don't realize the danger. The Miami researchers found that the largest users of tanning beds are between 16 and 29 years old. They also say Florida is among the top states for occurrences of melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.